All right. So many people like are inspired by your music and like gets them through things, or even it goes down to providing their sexy time soundtrack. So they obviously you can't meet all of them, and I'm sure each one of them like all has like one thing they want to say to you. Would you have something to say to those people that you'll never be able to meet, you know, possibly?
Oh, I love our fans so much. You know, it's a real special connection, because if people didn't embrace the music and have some sort of special experience with it, then we wouldn't be able to have the career that we have, and I wouldn't be able to do what I do. So I am very, very grateful to our fans, and I love them a lot. And we have a special connection with them, and I just want people to feel, I think, empowered by the music. I love it, people loving each other, and if I want anyone to feel something for my music, I would want it to be them feeling empowered in themselves, in whatever it is they're going through in their life. That's the most special thing I think about music is that, to just, you know, bring some sort of power with somebody feels in themselves.
Yeah, for sure. And I believe you do like a fantastic job of just pushing that toward people. You have this way of luring in people and like, hey, it's okay. And whenever you're at an In This Moment show, you feel it. It's not just a show, like you were saying. So I'm sure everyone appreciates that. So did you?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. My pleasure. Did you?
Oh, no, you're fine. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to ask you, did you have an artist that inspired you that you had never got to meet? And what would you like to say to them?
There's not like a particular, I've loved so many artists that I haven't got to meet. Like, even when I was a little girl artist, like.
Right.
Michael Jackson and Prince and Madonna. That's all like when I was a little girl. I love Nine Inch Nails so much. So inspiring. I think just I would thank everybody, Stevie Nicks, just because, you know, other people paving the path for people and you know, expressing themselves. And by them doing what they do, they inspire other people to therefore do what they dream of doing. So probably show gratitude for them.
Cool. I've got some fan questions for you, if you wouldn't mind answering those.
Okay.
Got a few of them. What does your sleeping attire consist of?
Oh, my gosh. I wear like kimonos and things like that. Very, very flower child hippie lady.
I imagine only the finest lingerie is in like silk.
I do wear silk. I wear silk kimonos. That's funny.
Kimonos rule. I don't wear them personally because that would be weird. But maybe I should.
Maybe you should.
I'll wear one in the studio, like to just do my shows.
That's perfect. I wear kimonos all the time. I go to the grocery store in one.
By the way, Kosa says hi.
Oh, that's hilarious. Tell him send my love.
So he'll be there, of course, front row. You'll see him.
We love him. He'll probably win something that night.
Yeah, he probably will. Howard asks, what inspires your lyrics?
My life, you know, my experiences, things that deeply lie within my heart, you know. I like to try to always sing about the things that I personally feel so that they're true, you know. I think that when somebody sings, like, somebody can have the prettiest voice in the world, but if they're not singing from the soul, it's like you can tell. It's like you don't necessarily get that, like, goosebump feeling. But then there's some people that, like, don't necessarily have an angelic voice, like Johnny Cash, but it's beautiful and haunting and it's real. So I sing about truth within myself.
That's a beautiful answer, Howard. Good question, dude. Mm-hmm. So again, In This Moment's album drops Friday the 21st, and you better go grab it, because if you want to feel, this is what you do. You just get an In This Moment album. And it's called Ritual, and of course, we'll be spinning it right here on Q102.
Yeah. Thank you so very much.
No, thank you very much. And we'll see you the 29th of September.
We're looking forward to it. We'll see you soon. Everybody, please become the show when you come out. And we can't wait. We'll see you then. See you soon.
Thanks, love. Thank you. Bye.
Bye, love.